Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is Tuesday, the 13th, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours and is coming your way in about 5 minutes. All right, yesterday there was some speculation. We weren't exactly sure. That's why we didn't put out the news, but now it is official. Microsoft says, I'm pretty sure we got $19.7 billion in the bank. So they bought Nuance. The deal is basically designed to help Microsoft's cloud AI and healthcare businesses. And they'll be using Nuance's ways, basically, to improve the software in Microsoft's very own products. In fact, Microsoft's CEO actually tweeted out technology's most important priority, AI. And healthcare is the most urgent application. Of course, the deal isn't completely official yet. It'll have to go under regulatory checks, balances, you know, those kind of things. But more than likely, it will have the stamp of approval by the end of the year. Well, we may know now why Apple decided to kill the big HomePod, because it looks like the new speaker will include Apple TV. At least that's the next rumor, that they're working on a pair of new products that combine the strengths, basically, of both. Apparently, at least according to Bloomberg, it's in the early stages of development. But what we can gather, at least from now, what they're going for, think of HomePod with a little bit of Google Nest integration. That way you can make video calls on the thing, too. Plus, it can still be an Apple TV box to be connected to your television. Actually, a few little contacts inside Apple have actually told me, imagine a HomePod mini with an iPad on top. Now, there's no timeline of launch. This thing is still in development. Might end up the way of the Apple TV, too, and never happen. But being the fact that Apple did discontinue the original HomePod, meaning they didn't really want that device, maybe competing with whatever this one's gonna be. And finally, well, it looks like Apple in the UK has to bid farewell for Beyond HDR for use in its Apple products. If you're in the UK and you were expecting to see that far beyond HDR in advertisements, well, you won't. That's because in the UK, the Advertising Standards Authority, ASA for short, said, you can't really say that. So you will notice today as you go to the product page in the UK, that phrase is no longer used. Basically, now what you see at the UK product page is the Pro Display XDR now includes a note stating that the monitor support of 99% of the P3 wide color gamut and not the entire range. Yeah, that's a much bigger mouthful than what was there before. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, please send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Tuesday felt like a Monday today. The news was just a little skimpy. If you want to check out the British Tech Network and see everything we have to offer, well, hop on over to britishtechnetwork.com. That's where all of the podcasts live, our blog, and so much more. Of course, give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and definitely come join our BTN community at the Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. It's fun, and it's simple to do, too. So what are you waiting for? Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.